your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
Now, I wanted to get to this on Friday, but we got a bit busy, but it's still a very important little story. Mark Murray wrote on Friday in the Cairns Post, one of the Far North's most iconic landmarks has found a new home after standing proud in Cairns for half a century. Now, preparations are underway to remove the imposing and controversial statue of Captain James Cook and transport it to a property in Mount Molloy, where its new owner plans to restore it to its former glory, JCU Campus Director David Craig said. Cairns resident Martin Anton had made a successful bid for the Sheridan Street behemoth. Mr. Anton, a demolition contractor and recycler based in Machin's Beach, said the statue would be repaired, repainted and restored on his company's property if it could be safely removed. Now, a gentleman was on this program, it's quite some months ago now, he said, I worked on that. He said, I did them, what I can't remember, something to do with the structure of it. I think it was to do with the concrete component of it, more than the paint. I can't quite remember, but if you're listening at the moment, if that gentleman's listening, you might let us know so we can pass the information you have from being present at its creation 50 years ago on to the new owner, Martin Anton, who's actually on the line at this very moment. Hello, Martin.
Yeah, good morning, John. How are you?
You didn't do any work on it over the weekend, did you?
No, not at all.
No, I didn't think so. It's still there, still standing erect, if you pardon the expression. Let's talk about the future of it. You don't know what's behind the paint fundamentally, do you? You don't know whether it's solid or hollow.
No, we don't. We've got the benefit of one drawing only, and it's very fortunate that the original engineer, I'm sure he doesn't mind me mentioning him on the radio, Ewan Bruce, in Cairns. He was a younger engineer at the time when that went up, I think, in 1972. So he's come on board the band of warriors to try and save it. And he's also his assistants and his son, Kel, Bruce, over in P Street. They've got a business. They've been wonderful. And having them on board to sort of consult about the construction of Captain Cook, because it's essentially a ferro cement construction. We believe he's core filled up to the kneecaps.
Oh, really?
But above the kneecaps, he's essentially hollow.
So Ewan told you this, did he? Has he still got the plans?
I've got a copy of that one drawing. Okay. There's a lot missing,
obviously.
But I've got the benefit of one drawing and one alone.
Well, what does that mean? If you know there's ferrous cement up to the knees, whatever, but above that we're not sure, can you dismantle it and take up to the knees in one trip and come back for the rest?
No, we're not. We're going to take it in one hit.
Oh, God.
The whole thing's coming out as one complete statue, and that's going to require a bit of finessing. But we've got some good engineers and good crew around us, and we're looking forward to the challenge. It'll be a fantastic challenge.
How big a truck are you going to use?
Oh, it's a big one. It's over. We think the statue's about 13 or 14 meters long, so it'll be like a semi/extendable semi.
Oh, okay.
And it's very exciting.
Well, those huge blades for the electricity works up in the Tablelands, they can get them up the range. You can obviously get Captain Cook up the range on his back or his side or whatever.
That's correct. Exactly right. It'll head up to the Palmerston range, and we're just waiting for, obviously, a break in the weather. So hopefully in the next sort of 4 weeks we'll find a break in the weather and we'll take the opportunity and we'll get him up there and lay him down. He's been standing erect now for a good part of 50 years.
50 years.
And, you know, no one can stay erect that long. So he's going to be laid down, and the engineers will give him the once over and check out his bill of health. And hopefully if we can get him down, it stands to reason we can put him back up again.
Okay. Now, with the waving arm, I mean, are you going to put that on side or have it erect, if you'll pardon the expression, again? Because there'll be height problems, won't there, on the back of the truck?
Yeah. Well, you're letting the cat out of the bag here, John. It's probably going to be a very delicate, let's call it an amputation.
Oh, I see.
Of his arm at a particular given place, because when that statue was constructed, the arm was put on after the statue was erected.
Oh, okay.
So that arm was then hoisted once the scaffold went up, and then they attached and welded the arm, and then the artist, who I believe his name was Chris Pigeon, who built the statue, because I got a really good phone call from a guy down at, I think it's Bribey Island he lives now. His name's Mick McGrath. And Mick McGrath was one of the guys who built it, and that was on a guy called Johnny Pelton's land.
Yeah.
Johnny Pelton was a developer around the place at the time, and you had the Captain Cook Motel. Right there, and then right next door on the corner, you have the Jolly Roger Motel.
Okay.
So the history's starting to come together, John, but I'd really, really like to reach out to anybody that's got photos or any information, because I'd really like to put this puzzle together so that one day when he does get re-erected, and fingers crossed, that the next 50 years of generations can admire the great navigator that this man actually was.
Now, let's move on to where he might be, as you put it, re-erected. Have you got any thoughts specifically?
No, not at the moment. We've just, that's going to involve a lot of parties. It's going to involve councils, the respective council of whatever area it goes into. So, it really, at this stage, it's just a matter of having a look at him and seeing what he looks like and getting him, getting it, touched up and get the painting redone somewhat to protect him while he's in storage, so to speak. And then once we've found the right place and all the correct application, we'll have to go to the respective council and we'll have to work with council and the community at that point. But that'll be the next part of the story, John.
I think it's fascinating, and if you don't mind, I'll stay in touch with you through this process, because you'll be making some very interesting discoveries, I'd imagine, once you start tampering, for example, with the arm, etc. Can I just mention to you too, I brought this up on Friday, actually, we had Councillor Moller in studio when Michael Trout, the former member for the seat of Barron River, rang in, singing your praises about virtually a salvation of the school, the state school out at Machin's Beach. What was your involvement there?
Yeah, I just heard about Michael Trout going on there, so that was very kind of him to do that. I caught snippets of that. No, Machin's Beach School, some of these, Machin's is a great little community. We don't generally have any crime at all, which is great, but we had some miscreants coming to the beach and burnt down one end of the old school building, which I went to school in myself, and the education department in its wisdom came in and sent out tenders to demolish the whole building. So I actually spoke to council, and council at that time was just absolutely they still are absolutely fantastic. They listened. And I got Michael Trout involved at the time. I probably did Michael Trout's head in.
It was already done in when you started, by the way, Martin.
Okay, well, we got everybody involved, and we got copped a lot of criticism from the education department because I believe they were keen on collecting the insurance money on the burned building, and by us salvaging it, they weren't going to get the insurance money on the building. So we then moved the building a kilometre onto the former Machin's Beach rubbish dump. And that is now the home for the Barron Trinity Bulls. And that is just one of the most spectacular grounds. If anybody's had an opportunity to have a look at that, Wayne Meredith and all the guys from the Barron Trinity Bulls, it's just unbelievable what they've done with the former rubbish dump.
Isn't that great?
And they've got a cop house now, which is the old school. Same as the old yacht club, Cairns Yacht Club. That's now out at James Cook University. We donated that to the uni. They use that as a refectory hall. I think they call it the boat club.
Well, well, well. Gee, it's a good story, isn't it? By the way, being called community-minded by Michael Trout's a big rap because he's always talking about community needs still, and he's not in Parliament anymore, but it'll stay with him for many years to come, I'm sure. So it's certainly a big honour for him to make that comment on Friday. Martin, I'm going to stay in touch with you from time to time. When do you think you might be hitting the road with Captain Cook?
Look, it's probably going to be the next 4 weeks.
Wonderful.
But once again, it's up to the weather gods.
Okay.
And we don't want to risk after all these years. And we've got to this point. And I wanted to say thank you to James Cook University for allowing me the opportunity to have a crack at this.
Yep.
Because we really do want to try and save him as opposed to leveling him like the rest of the site. So I really do want to thank James Cook University for allowing us that opportunity, John. But yep. I'd say the next 4 weeks it'll all happen.
Excellent news, Martin. I'm going to ask a favour. Can you tip us off when it's not far off?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we can do a preview. I think it's a fascinating
Thanks for all the
challenge.
Support, Chair John. We've had that many emails of support. It's been absolutely fantastic. Thanks to all those lovely people.
Good on you, Martin. Thank you. Martin Anton. And Martin said many years in demolition. There's no one better equipped, actually, to handle this challenge than Martin Anton, Anton Demolitions.